I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. In previous segments, Dr. Husing has been talking about the national forces that affect the Inland Empire's economy, for better or worse, particularly, let's say, housing prices, a main driver for California's inflation, which Dr. Husing has told us is a full percentage point higher than the national inflation rate. There are other perils ahead for California's economy, particularly the Fed raising interest rates. When we recorded this segment with Dr. Husing, mortgage interest rates were still less than 4%, and Dr. Husing was predicting that they would go up to at least 5%. Now it's pretty close to, if not at, 5%.
5% in recent times would be relatively high. That would be really the highest we've seen going back to the Great...
Right before the Great Recession.
Yeah, 2007.
2006,
2007. 6-7, yeah, right. Yeah. So it's headed up. At the same time, at the lower end of the market, where the Fed has some control, we've seen the two-year federal bond, that is... I buy a federal bond, which means I'm loaning money to the federal government, mm-hmm. And the return on a two-year is now up to 2.69%. Now, so what? Well, if I loan money to the federal government for 30 years, so a longer bond, that number is only 3.1. So between 2.69 and 3.1, there is a very narrow difference, even though I'm loaning the money for much longer, mm-hmm. taking greater risk getting involved in that longer-term certificate. And the result of that is the long end of the market isn't moving up as fast as the short end that the Fed controls
because
is going
those,
up.
Yeah, because those interest rates are just not attractive enough.
Because the world wants our paper because it yields better even at the low rates on the long end. So the net result has been to endanger what we call the potential for an inverted yield curve. Now, what does that mean? I lend money to the government for 2 years, and I get a larger return than if I lend it long term, upside down.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now, you're a bank. How does a bank operate? A bank takes in money, pays an interest rate to their depositors, then they lend it long term. Well, if they're paying more at the short end and getting less at the long end, they're not going to be willing to lend.
Yeah, they're not going to be happy.
That causes recessions. And every time the curve is inverted in recent history, it is forecasted out 18 to 22 months the next recession.
Would you call this an official inversion now?
No, it's not there yet.
Okay, all right.
But the Fed is going to move again in December. They're talking three more moves next year, and it's very possible that that'll occur. Well, if I'm a banker, I'm going to get nervous because I borrow from my customers short-term, paying them short-term interest for their money, but I lend on mortgages and longer-term notes and things. That's where I make my money, is on the differential. If the differential is negative, I'm not going to do much lending. And that is one of the reasons you start to see a recession come if you get an inverted yield curve. Significantly, the last inverted yield curve was about 22 months before the great downturn in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
None of us saw it coming, but the curve had inverted. And everybody was saying, oh, no, this time it's different.
Why does that occur? Why would short-term interest rates be significantly close to long-term interest rates, so that short-term interest rates look much more attractive and the long-term interest rates don't look as attractive?
Because the short-term is controlled by the Fed, trying to make sure that prices don't take off.
Okay.
So you're pressing on the brake to stop inflation from getting out of hand. So that's what the Fed is looking at. What the market is looking at longer term is, and this is something weird in the psychology of markets, which economists have begun to look at a lot more lately. I think we're talking ourselves into a recession, that we're getting all nervous about when's the next recession, when's the next recession, and it's beginning to affect the long end of the curve, and as a result of that, you're starting to see us get into this position.
Next week, more details on why Dr. Husing sees recession a possibility. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.